And so today I was fortunate enough to go and spend the day at, well, the afternoon at the FoodX show at the NEC. A friend of mine is in publishing and it got me a press pass to get in. So I spent a lovely afternoon at the show, eating loads of cheese and toffee vodka and chocolate cheese and all sorts of amazing, delicious things, homemade fudges, and met loads of amazing people with amazing stories about how they got started and all the rest of it. But as I was an imposter, I didn't want to make too much of, you know, so I didn't audio boo anybody. However, I met a woman not long after we started going around the show. She and her husband, this little old couple, were running the store for, they make chili jellies and chili with mint in and all sorts of chili stuff that you put on things. She's called the Chili Queen. And the publisher wanted to interview her. She said, "Oh, no, I haven't really got time at the moment, dear, because in between running the business, I'm managing the script for the film." "What film's that?" we said. Well, she said, "You know, they're such and such an actress is playing me in the new Kenny Everett film that's coming out." Well, apparently, she turns out to be the ex-wife of Kenny Everett. She was with him for 17 years. So we get talking to her and about her story, and apparently Kenny Everett used to call her the Chili Queen because she used to put chilies in everything. So that's why when she started this business with this, her third husband, she called it the Chili Queen. And in the course of events, she told us that she also lived with Billy Fury for 10 years. So it was amazing. I was astounded to be there in front of this little old lady who was making homemade chili sauces to sell at the food show. And she's the ex-lover of Billy Fury and Kenny Everett. How cool is that? Anyway, I took a photo and talked to her husband about Twitter, and I'm going to upload that and everything, and that got me in the guise of taking loads of people's photos and talking to them about social media. And I have to say, in the food industry, there's not a lot of understanding of social media, so there's a definite gap in the market there. So I had a great day. Thanks for listening, everyone.